this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
It's Morphin time.
And we're your host with the post. Folks, we are here officially in our first actual recorded bonus episode post the massive news that the show is ending. Except it's not ending. I guess we haven't figured out exactly what the hell we're doing. We haven't talked about it at all since we decided about it.
Well, we still got some time. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Or we won't.
Yeah, that's also very possible.
We do have a habit of just kind of last minute deciding to do stuff. So maybe something will come out of it. Hey, maybe one of you listeners will get to come on the show and take it over from us.
Boy. I'd be fine with that. Still get the money.
Money, yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, that sounds like fantastic. Be hilarious if the show just instantly becomes popular. Take over.
That would be so cool, dude. That would rock. 6 years of doing this, and then just like two even more online people get on it, and they're just like, yeah, they're on Good Morning America or something the next day.
2 weeks later, on Good Morning America. The podcast that's sweeping the nation. We're like, what the fuck?
That's so cool. That'd be great.
It's great to be doing all this good stuff. So I would say the general gist is we're going to obviously stop the main feed. We're going to keep doing these bonus shows, but we're going to just sort of like add more posts to them, just sort of add something else to them to spruce up the runtime, have a little more fun, because the main, you know, we've always, no matter what, at our core, we like looking at posts on the computer. We can't stop that. And we're always going to, no matter what we do in our lives, really shitty posts are going to make their way to our eyeballs in some form or another. So we're like, let's just read those really stinky, stupid ones without focusing on a specific topic, right?
Right.
So that's what the bonus is going to be every week, we think. Or maybe we'll just review different Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and talk about that.
Well, I do think we could probably get back to playing voicemails back in the... remember we used to do that in the bonus episodes? Because we had so many people calling in. So we'll probably get back into doing that. We could probably for sure do some more movie stuff. Love doing the movie stuff.
Christian's Comic Conundrum will make a return. No doubt about it.
We got all sorts of stuff. And red pill? What was the red
MGTOW?
MGTOW, the MGTOW minute. Yeah, we got some stuff.
Oh yeah, that was a fun one. I record like one day. I recorded like 16 different minute long episodes of me reading a MGTOW post. We'll talk more about this in the episode 300. Going over the sporadic, insane, clearly ADHD ideas that I've had over the years. But in the meantime, we're doing the bonus this week. We're happy we have posts for you. We have topics. There's something you wanted to bring up, Christian?
We were hanging out as a family the other day with the whole crew. Your whole crew was over. My child was here. The kids are doing s'mores. We're having a little campfire. Your wife and I are sitting around.
You had the Gator golf game.
Yes.
My wife found the next day at a store. That I used.
Did she bring it home?
Sure did. It's in our living room right now.
Great game. Folks, check out. Hey, everybody, check out Gator Golf. From Hasbro or whatever. So thanks for the sponsorship. But we were sitting around talking, and at one point you got exceptionally serious, and you said,
"Did I?"
Yes, yeah. And you're just like, "Yeah, I got to tell you, I went for a ride in a Tesla today or the other day, and it's pretty cool." And your wife and I are just like, "What?" Zero segue into it. Very cool. And then you proceed to tell us how the guy was driving you around from work, and you were just like very, and so are you still riding the high of driving around in the car from the future?
No,
just
like
over.
So many other things, I forgot about it, except you remember it better than I do.
Completely left your mind.
I did it like the I did it the day we hung out, I believe. So it was fresh, and then the next morning the archive was reset. Never to think about it.
Delete
again.
Your cookies when you get mm-hmm. you go to bed and clear yeah. your cache. Yeah.
Yeah, it was my first time in a Tesla, and it was nice. I don't know. People seem to not like them now because of Mr. Musk's based views on things.
Oh,
so,
he's so freaking cool. Yeah.
You know what? Hey, let that sink in. It's funny because it's like it actually works in like multiple ways.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's
unlike
it's
cool. his greedy employees that want more money all the time.
Yeah, that's what's not working. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing about if you haven't been in a Tesla car, it's incredible technology. It's a matter of whether you give a shit about that or not. If you want to spend several thousand dollars a month to buy a car that does that.
I think
it's personally,
like...
but I get the appeal. It was really neat to see, like, first of all, the thing is fucking insanely fast. We were like, hey, let's see how, let's go. We left, the light turned green. He was like, all right, I'm hit the gas real quick. And then it was like, holy shit, that's insane. And then all these like weird cameras and crazy tech. There's whoopee cushion sounds, which is hilarious.
Guy downloaded whoopee cushion stuff for his car.
Unfortunately, it comes stock with Tesla cars because of Elon Musk's incredible sense of humor. You can actually set the turn signal sound to like farts and stuff like that, which is really neat and makes you feel like a real epic boss for your $248,000 a month car. But yeah, it was really neat. Cool technology. But yeah, afterwards I was like, great, got to do that.
Yeah.
Not going to go out of my way to be in one of those again. Have no interest in purchasing one. But I also don't blame anyone who would because it is impressive stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's like when you were a kid and you would like go into Best Buy and they'd have like the fake living room set up and you're like, wow, so cool.
Yeah, if this one of those things where if an older brother was like, let me take you around the block, I'd be like, well, I'm going to devote my life to getting one of those. But now as a grown up, I'm like, it's bad enough that there's like, trying to fucking set a Bluetooth in my car makes me want to kill a school.
Yeah, if
children.
You had to like, oh, I have to update 8 apps on my car to, yeah, just like, no, we're done. Yeah, no. And hey, you know what? You still work with the guy, so if you ever get an itch, you can just say, hey, why don't we go to Taco John's or wherever and grab a bite? And hey, how about you drive? Or how about your car drives? Like it.
Yeah, he did put the car in drive because he's like, yeah, my car updated this morning. I can now do auto drive or autopilot. I was like, it's a crazy thing that your car can just get updated to drive by itself just from a download. Again, it's all neat stuff. In principle, I'm like, this is all very fascinating and cool. It's crazy that this is what technology is. Also, I just want to be able to hit a brake and then the car stops when I'm driving.
That's
gas and it goes forward.
That would be my biggest wish is that the car works the way I'm used to them working. So.
Mm-hmm. When I turn a dial, the radio... The sweet soothing songs of the 70s play louder.
Yeah, we got some BTO coming at you, taking care of business.
Yeah, that's really all I care about.
It's Bachman Turner Overdrive. Me too. Great. Well, why don't we jump into this here episode with some posts, which this next one's actually about pop culture, which is great.
One of my favorite things.
Seems to be all we fucking talk about here. Venus Maneater went to our pop culture chat to ask what is up with Liam Neeson constantly pissing his pants. That's right. I could have added at least six different photos of the monster donged actor, but the idea of y'all typing Liam Neeson pee pants into Google is just hilarious to me. Anyways, it's a thing. Sometimes it's a small post pee stain. Sometimes it's a whole ass wet patch spanning from his crotch all the way to his knees. More often than not, he's casually shooting the shit with people, pants soaked. Sometimes he's holding a drink, sometimes he's not. Y'all, it vexes me. Is he incontinent? If so, why doesn't the dude wear incontinence pants or pads? It's discreet nowadays, holds liters. Is his schlong just too big to be harnessed? He has money for days. He could pay a doctor to check his prostate every single day for a year and not break a sweat. In most of the pics, he's absolutely shit-faced. So is it only when he's inebriated? Again, why not wear a pad? Why keep casually chilling with the ladies instead of changing? Oh my God. Or does the man get off on it? Otokoyaku comment. I never thought I would say these words in this order, but I hope he just has a real bad crotch sweat problem.
Yeah. It's very funny to usually when you make fun of someone on the internet saying y'all too much, it's talking about like patriarchy or white saviorism or something. This one's talking about Liam Neeson pissing his pants. Y'all, I don't know what we're gonna do about this.
Which I think is like the proper way to use it, right? Like it's it's really somebody out there asking the tough questions.
And it's rare to see that, like, oh, the word used to just be for like dumbasses talking about dumb shit. Now it's considered the most important way to say a word is y'all.
Hey y'all, we need to talk about J.K. Rowling.
One of Liam Neeson's island mates, I think. Are they from the same area?
Believe
I don't fucking
Liam
know.
Neeson is Irish originally. He's from
What
Ireland.
the fuck could possibly be the difference?
It's true. It's all the same place. But yeah, folks, if you want to take a look, you can just type in Liam Neeson piss pants into Google and you'll just be greeted with dozens of
It's wild.
photos of him with just the Jedi Master Qui-Gon Jinn with just absolute soaking wet pants. Just an incredible amount of piss on some of these photos. Like, really?
Now, I know he's Irish, you said. Yeah, the people trying to like find some sort of like deeper mystery. It's like he's a fucking drunk Irishman. Like, what the f he's drunk, Irish, and
Yeah, I
rich. He
think.
doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, there was. I also think this was his wife died, and
Jeez.
he had like a really rough
In
time
her
for a while.
honor,
Yeah.
I'm gonna piss the hell out of my pants. She would have loved if I pissed my
Yeah,
pants.
I think that was also the time where he did the famous interview where he was like, "Yeah, my friend was raped by a black guy when we were in college, and I just wanted to go out and kill a black guy just to get revenge." And everybody's like, "You can't be
One of
saying
the
that,
absolute best
Liam
interviews of all time.
Neeson. You can't be
Because he was
saying
like so brutally honest, and people are like,
that."
what the fuck?
He's like,
And
"I
he's like,
didn't
no,
mean
I'm saying
it.
it's bad. I don't like that I thought that. It's like, well, don't say it. I just wanted to beat the hell out of so many black pieces of shit out there. It's like, all right, man. All right, so you're in the new Police Academy movie. I just want to murder every black motherfucker. All right, dude. Just soaked in piss the whole time. I love
You're just like, did somebody's cat get in here? What is the
it.
somebody spill ammonia in here? God damn. Oh, it's him.
And It is also important to note that he does have a huge dick.
Yeah,
Look it
that
up.
is,
It is a he's been naked at least once in a film, and he's like running with his dick hanging out, and it is hilariously big. He's just got a mat. Like, if you have a huge dick, you're Irish, you're drunk, you're like, I'm just gonna piss everywhere. Who cares? Like, what does it matter? No one's upset. Maybe he's not wrong.
Yeah, hey, if you want to check out, you can go to the sister site to Mr. Skin, MrMan.com, which is all a bunch of naked guys. It's terrific.
I go there to say, get me away from this website. That's the, all I
Oh
message
God, I always just keep
the
popping up again. My
webmaster.
homepage. How's this keep getting sent to my homepage? So every time I open up
Great. I found this posted on the subreddit r old internet. Speaking of homepages and webmasters and whatnot, this is just a place for people who are very nostalgic about the internet. Of course, I found it. It's in a thread titled, I Hate the Modern Internet So Fucking Much, to which Gold Imagination 5075 responded. I couldn't agree any more than I do. I was just downloading songs, MP3s, not streaming, because I want to actually have the file and not have to stream it off the fucking cloud. Cloud. Poof. What a fucking dumb idea. It's completely pointless, except for the evil bastards that want you to continuously send information into Gobble and Blow or Microsoft Cox Cloud or that fucking Apple Cloud that continues to make life hell for me. Fuck knows how to get it to work with FLAC type music files. Anyway. I just searched for the saddest songs of all time. I got page after page of songs that'll make you have a good cry. Ah, fucking dumb fuckers. So I changed sad to depressing, and Google shows me the same crap. And You Fool is so fucking bad. If that is what the average person is searching for after viewing whatever I just did, the world population needs to be wiped the fuck off the face of this planet. Fuck it, kill me too. I really can't handle the inconsiderate scum of this age. The fast lane is for overtaking, not for sitting in because you're a fucking dick. The rest of this is just what was originally caused our situation. It's not interesting to anyone except for those that already know it because they figured it out for themselves. If you want to figure this out for yourself, then don't read the answer below. This is evolution through unnatural economic selection, degeneration of humanity. People don't even realize that they originally grow from the sperm out of your dad's balls. You didn't magically grow from ovaries. You get much more DNA from your dad. It's a fact, not me being sexist. It's not the female's fault. It was males that started going around doing the selecting after they took the financial power of the rest of the humans, and they could pass it down to their degenerate kids. They are bringing down the downfall of humans as a species. This is what the invention of society did for us, and it starts when the males in the upper ruling class used the written word to take away a female's birthright and turn them into cattle, the power that was not meant to be theirs, and they became addicted to it, corrupted by it, just as all power will. Now, if you take a look at this guy's profile, it's hundreds of posts just like that over many different subreddits. This guy who this just reads like some crazy like Gen X guy who
Oh yeah.
woke up from a deep sleep to discover the current internet and is like, what? Whoa, man, what the fuck's going on here?
The cloud. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny, dude. Just like, okay, all right, okay. He's like old school and like, oh, okay, we're going a bit of a different direction with it now. Okay. Oh my
Took a
God.
turn.
I love his thing where he's like, so instead of Google, it's what Goblin?
Yeah.
It's like YouTube, you fool. It's like, all
Yeah.
right, dude, like
Classic internet guy.
you've been online for 900 years. You could at least come up with something better than you fool, but boy. I wonder what his thoughts on race relations are. I bet he has some interesting takes there, I bet. Oh.
It will be hard to decipher what his actual takes are when he makes a post about it. You're like, geez, what the hell was that? What about microwaves for 20 minutes?
It's like this is also what he does when he goes into his like local 7-Eleven, just talking to that 27-year-old Laotian guy behind the counter. Like, what the hell was that every day?
He's definitely the guy who asks questions in the most obvious, there's no reason to continue the conversation, small talk situations. Like, oh yeah, you got a Lipton iced tea. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh man, what's your favorite flavor? It's like, dude, what the fuck are you, what's going on here?
Hey, do you remember those cartoons, the stop motion cartoons with the Lipton
Like,
iced tea?
no, it was like, what?
No,
You don't? Oh my God.
I was born in
My
2007.
stepson's got a great, I'm gonna call him up right now. He's gonna send me a link.
He's on speakerphone in the middle of
Garrett, come on. Hey,
it.
you remember the car? Yeah,
You're
yeah,
at
I'm
work?
with the
Okay.
nice guy here. You wouldn't believe what
What'd you
he
say
said.
your name is? What'd you say your name is? Oh, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the guy that just incapable of understanding that you just stop talking after a while.
Yeah.
There's no reason to keep sort of conversations going.
Boy, yeah, I
It
had
can
one of those
just end.
guys over in my house the other day doing fixing some windows, and was that kind of thing where he took him t 20 minutes to do the job, and then he stood around for 45 minutes afterwards, just like talking at me, and
Yeah.
just like cool, just holding a check. He's constantly reaching for it and then stopping. I'm like, this sucks. Very cool. Definitely a certain kind of guy, and I can't relate to him at all. Let me tell you what.
No.
Being a certain kind of guy, someone went to Cora to ask, what would an IQ of 500 or 1,000 look like? And a gentleman named Josh Chevrant, who lists himself as a French horn owner, answered, believe it or not, it wouldn't be good. I had a friend a long time ago with an IQ around 190. She had two siblings with around the same IQ. Both committed suicide in their late teens. She had all sorts of problems with depression. Intelligence is a double-edged sword. Even though it can be an advantage in some cases, once you reach a certain level, it tends to isolate people. We're social creatures when it comes down to it. Whether we like it or not, much of our happiness comes from our relationships and interaction with other people. I generally max out around 145 to 150, and I would never want to be any smarter than that. It comes in handy sometimes, but most of the time I have to constantly keep myself reined in when I'm not around close friends that really understand me. This insane answer got over 3,000 upvotes over on Quora.
Yeah. I think if you're someone that decides to be a French horn guy, you're just naturally attracted to this kind of shit as well.
Oh, you're talking about smart folks? Well, I hover around the 150 mark person. Would hate to be any smarter than that, seeing as though I don't want to kill myself.
It's just like the idea of just, first of all, getting into like being a professional symphonic instrument playing person, right?
Yeah, that's some
That
more.
alone is a type of person,
Sure.
but you're the guy who's into the fucking French horn, which is the most weird ass fucking instrument of all of them.
You got the sousaphone. That's a little bit different.
Sousaphone, that's fine. Sousaphone
How's
is just like tuba.
Tuba Junior? Yeah, I mean, you're right. Without the sousaphone, how are we supposed to
French
have
horn,
the
you put the fucking hand in the horn for some reason.
Without the sousaphone, we wouldn't have the big fat guy walking around music, and
Well,
you wouldn't
that's,
want
yeah,
that.
that's fun. French horn, like, what does even a French horn sound like? The answer is who gives a shit? Tuba, sousaphone, it's like, oh, boop, 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 boop,
Yeah.
boop. Cool, we're having fun. French horn's like, rah, 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 rah. Who get, fuck.
Okay.
You gotta like make a fist in the goddamn horn. Who even came up with that shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I think all that shit grosses me out because all I can think of is like when they're taking like this, they all have like the spit valve on them. Oh,
Yeah.
it's so disgusting. If my kid wants to do like a woodwind instrument or school band, I'm gonna say no. It's like take this freaking rock and roll guitar instead.
That's right. Be like, hey, Chuck Berry, ever heard of him? And they're like, absolutely not.
No, who the hell is
And
that?
they're like, I don't think even you really know who that
Yeah,
is.
you're like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think he looked up women's vaginas while they were in the bathroom, if I'm not mistaken.
His cousin Marvin Berry
Yeah,
discovered. What a stupid scene. This is from the Reddit post tagged with the vent about the eclipse that recently happened. I see people posting about waiting in line for over an hour at B&H Photo in Manhattan to get a pair of glasses to, quote, safely watch the eclipse. Yet none of them are wearing a mask to protect themselves from an ongoing pandemic. So pathetic and frustrating. This, of course, is from our zero COVID community. A very active anti-COVID community, I guess, is the way you call it. There's a response. That may have been a joyful thing to do in 2019 or earlier, but in 2024, it's morally and ethically disgusting. And another one added, the NOAA rented out an entire stadium in Texas to gather people to view the eclipse with an eye roll emoji. She got this. As an American taxpayer, I do not consent to using my tax dollars to spread disease, disability, and death. If someone wants to do it privately with their own money, I don't like it, but I can't do anything about it. But when it's tax dollars, that's another ballgame entirely. Who can I complain to?
You're looking at him, I think. I think that's gonna be your peanut gallery there that's gonna care. Yeah.
I do not consent to this fucking sovereign citizen ass bullshit. You're like, I
Yeah,
don't consent to these taxes, so it doesn't count, sir.
I'm not paying your COVID death tax, sir. It's like, okay, that's great. You're gonna go to prison, and we're gonna make sure to not give you a mask, even when you ask for one. Yeah. I go like I understand wanting to or still being concerned about it if you're like a high risk. I understand it. Sure. There's, you know, but also
These aren't high
just
risk people.
I
These are
know.
high what's the hypochondriac is what
Yeah,
they are.
they're high functioning, right? So yeah, that's and it seems like the only people that take these people seriously are the other people that are like this. Like everybody else is just like, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's just like a very particular type of LARPing. But I mean, what else could you call it where you're acting like the idea of people hanging out in public is like it's one thing to be like, I feel like people just don't quite get it, but to be like, this is a morally and ethically disgusting
Reprehensible,
thing, it's
yeah.
like, what do you like, no one thinks that.
I
Why are
think that's
you
the thing is that the shaming tactics are the part that just make me kind of
sure.
like, all right, well, if that's the way you're going to be, then I'm just really not going to listen to you. So,
Yeah. Yeah, just feel free to just be like, hey guys, I think just like, you know, for me personally, I would appreciate it or whatever. It's like, but they don't do that. They're just like, oh my God,
Oh,
they're
you want
actually
me to
going to
die?
watch this eclipse and think you would actually love to see me shot and killed in the street, right? Like, what? What are you talking? What? You're a
What
morally
do
reprehensible person. Like, what? I'm just hanging out. Having a white claw with me watch damn clips. What are you talking about?
What is so, you know, these people, it's another one of those like victimized things, right? Like it's the people that want to be victimized so bad. But I also wonder, like, them treating it like some sort of, you know, the mass outbreak. Like, what's the overlap between these people who had a zombie outbreak team response stickers on their SUVs
Yeah.
to not like, I'm sure that overlap, there's that Venn diagram has a bit of the
Well,
two
yeah,
going
it's
over.
Reddit, so pretty much.
I
I mean, Reddit used to just mean like the most annoying dorks possible. Now it's like the worst politics people possible.
isn't that that's really yeah it's
How did that happen with the
I don't
internet?
know. And now the worst dorks, it's now they're all on Twitter, and the guy who runs it is like King Dork.
Yeah.
Yep, let that
Folks,
sink in.
let that sink in. Yeah. I do not consent my who can I complain to? It's like, I mean, you can complain to whoever you want. Everyone's going to think you're crazy, so have at it, I guess.
Hey, buddy, nobody's holding you back. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do feel for like the like any elected official, like the fucking the lowest level of like email readers that are in these offices. They're like, all right, you're gonna get some weird ass shit you're gonna have to read every goddamn day. Okay, here we go. Filter it out from like the most insane shit to actually possibly something we could address politically. The guy who thinks the Eclipse viewing party is literal murder. That one might we might shift that one.
Yeah, he's a little bit underneath the guy who thinks that the councilwoman is JFK, who has undergone surgery to keep hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
So th let those ones through. The JFK Jr. ones, let those through. The Eclipse ones, just send those to the recycle
The 5G tower guys, they can all hang out together.
You don't hear much about the 5G. The
Yeah,
5G.
people gave over on that one.
Oh, it's put it's oh, my fillings hurt. Well, maybe if you just maybe if you brushed your fucking teeth, dude. Ever think about that? Great. I have one more for this bonus episode. This one's from over on R Sex, where someone went to ask, is there a way to inflate someone's foreskin with air or water and temporarily seal it shut so it can still be inserted into someone's vagina while inflated? And the top comment on that from a now deleted user was, please don't do any of the things you're describing. And this is the only post that the OP has ever made over on Reddit.
Shit, I need an answer quick. Fuck.
That's the thing. I would love the one thing that Reddit's really missing is a time stamp to show you like what time of day, like it'll have like how many years ago or days or
Yeah.
whatever. But I'd love to see like what AM 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Or like what time in the morning was this one knocking around in somebody's head where they're just like, ah, shit, I just gotta.
It's one of those where no matter what time of the day, it could be funny. If
Sure,
it's
yeah.
6 a.m., you're like, Jesus Christ. If it's
Over coffee, 9 a.m. during the
yeah.
first meeting, you're on your first Zoom call and you're.
Yeah. If it's 10 p.m., you're like, so it was just like in the middle of sex who decided to hop on Reddit? It's funny no matter what. Yeah. Great question.
You
It
know?
is possible.
Sure.
I don't know. Well, I can imagine. So you inflate it. I've done that before with my beautiful intact foreskin. I fill it with water or something like that. You seal it. You clamp it shut at the
Sure.
top.
Yeah.
I don't know how you then put it into a
Yeah.
vagina.
Yeah,
Most of
that
your
seems a
hands have to
little.
be in there. You're like in there holding. You gotta like put like a clip on there or something, a little
Sure, like an
alligator.
alley clip. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
yeah.
Yeah, you got
Little chip clip. I have the chip clip.
that
You know me. Whenever I'm like just open up, a pack of Lays, I'm like, ah, where oh, I know exactly where I put my last chip clip.
right on the end of my pecker. Well, I'm thinking, you know, those water toys that, you know, they look like the sea cucumber. kind of look like an uncircumcised penis. They wobble. If you got the water or air or whatever in the end of the penis, you're not going to get a lot of. There's not a lot of turgidness there, right? There's not a lot of rigidity.
Sure,
So I
you're
feel
right.
like you're kind of be fighting. You're kind of be going to be fighting going in a little bit, I think.
Well, that's true. I don't know if that's this guy's issue, though. I think he's more about
He's so far past caring about
he
the
wants it to
rigidity of
be
his penis.
inflated inside of a vagina.
It's just like, I'll figure out that I need to know first off, can I do it? I'll figure out how to do it afterwards. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah,
I'm
just
just
let me know I'm not barking up the wrong freaking tree here, guys.
That classic thing that happens on Reddit every once in a while, where like the most level-headed person, who is probably like the world's biggest pervert, seen as their account had gotten suspended at some point,
Yeah.
was just
It's
like,
like, come on.
do not do that.
Just don't. Please just don't. I can't say anything more than that. I can't stop you, but just don't, please.
Not why, not
Like,
do,
just don't,
just
man.
don't.
And honestly, that's almost every post that we've ever read on Reddit. Someone should just be like, please don't. Can you just not? Would it hurt you to not? Well, one more post book. I found this rant over there on Reddit. I just read a thread where they unrelatedly discussed volunteering. Volunteering is bullshit. I don't mean working as part of a charitable organization, though that has its issues. I mean, this person said they volunteer shelving books at a public library. Not for nothing, but there are masters of library science who would love to work at a library, but can't do it for free, so they flip burgers while shitty McPrivilege works for free. The amount of labor required to run the library is more than they are budgeted for. They made a calculation error, or the municipality needs to throw more money at them. To address the idea of charitable organizations using free labor, we need to look at what those organizations do. Generally, they are feeding the hungry, providing social or medical or mental health services, or closing gaps that capitalism has rent upon. In essence, doing what community and specifically what government should be doing. I'm okay with the ideas that charities should do this, but I'd rather mutual aid be on top of what the government does, not in spite of its shortcomings. This, of course, is from the subreddit r anti-work, where any idea of doing anything at all is just a bad idea.
I'm glad that these services exist and that people are doing it. But that being said, I do think they should be run by the most ineffectual branch possible, making it even harder for people to get the services. That's just my two cents.
Thanks for shelving the shelves, you p privileged piece of shit. It's like, what? I just like running a
Wow,
library
okay.
and
Whoa, okay. Volunteering at the library, okay.
must be nice.
Just people have some weird opinions. That's really all I can say. It's just.
Even on this subreddit full of fucking retards, everyone was like, it's fine for people to do that. It's actually good that libraries have volunteers. It's like really cool. Like, libraries are this awesome thing, and there's people who are willing to just volunteer their time to do it. That's great. And then he'd be like, well, they shouldn't have to. It's like, well, that doesn't matter. So,
Even if they didn't have to, there still would probably be people that do it. So,
yeah, most of like leftist stuff online is like, well, that shouldn't have to be the way. But then everyone's just like, but it is. So now what? And they're like, well, have to. It's like, okay. But it is. So what's your next? What do you got now? Like, it just shouldn't be. So, okay.
you'll feel, excuse me, Family Guy is on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch that.
Like, well, the bad thing should, actually, bad things shouldn't happen. Only good things should happen. It's like, damn.
Damn,
So true, dude.
that's some leftist rhetoric I can get behind.
What if things were actually good and not bad? So vote for me. Are you going to do anything to fix
Oh,
it?
no, that's the thing is
Well,
that they don't. Oh, no, I don't vote.
no. I'm just going to say, like, what if Hey, here's an idea. What if we did good things instead of bad things? Did anyone consider that? Well, speaking of bad things, podcast is ready to end.
Bye.